Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello, and welcome to episode 40 of the Scare Track podcast. My name is Mikey, and unfortunately, I'm alone for this episode as it's a one-off special on-location episode from the Darner Prison in Shrewsbury. You may remember we visited there in October for their sanatorium event and Lockdown Origins. Then we went back for Twisted Fairy Tales at Christmas. Well, they were running a brand new event of Battle Archery and opening their Scare Maze completely free of charge for anyone who wanted to give it a go, really. So, yeah, this is only a short episode. It's a quick on-location episode. We'll go through the Battle Archery, we'll chat to the girls behind the bar, and we'll chat to Joel Campbell, who's the owner of Immersive Events and Jailhouse Tours at the Darner Prison. Before I take you over to on location, Mikey, just a bit of housekeeping, really. We obviously usually release our episode on the 13th of every month, and it's great for you guys to constantly be contacting us, making sure you get your listener feedback in for then. Well, as you know, all the news and rumours are always piling on. We'll always miss something out. There's also time clashes with guests, and obviously there's myself, Hannah and Sean, who all work full time as well. So rather than having the restraint of it, the episode being released on the 13th of every month, the episode will be released as and when, basically. So keep checking out our social media pages, our Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, obviously our website scaretrack.com as well. We'll try and get as many shows as we can, really. So there's pros and cons to that. Obviously, you don't know if the show's coming out on the 13th. It will just come out at some point in the month, but because we're not tied down to that one date, it also means that we can have multiple shows as opposed to just random specials here and there, similar to this episode. You can sometimes get maybe 2-3 shows a month, especially over the ScareCon period and the Halloween period as well. So, no set date nowadays for the ScareTrack podcast, but don't worry, that more than likely means just more and more shows. So, that's enough of me waffling. I'm going to take you back to a couple of days ago when I visited the Darner Prison in Shrewsbury.
You're listening to
Scare Track. Hello, yes, like I said, we are here at the Darner Prison in Shrewsbury. It's actually our third time visiting this establishment, and it is a stunning, scary, old building. So yeah, I'm Billy Nomads again, unfortunately. Hannah and Sean weren't able to make it. Such a long way for Sean, and Hannah is yet again working. So we are here, like I say, on our third time. The first visit was last Halloween, actually, for their sanatorium event, which was their follow-up from Lockdown, the hour-and-a-half zombie chase game, which was fantastic, which was followed up with a Scare Maze. A similar Scare Maze, I think we're going to be going through tonight. Then we came back in December. We came for their Christmas event, Twisted Fairy Tales. Again, another sort of hour and a half long Twisted Fairy Tale journey into... I just got scared by the owner there. cheers, Joel. I'll chat to you later. So, yeah, Joel gave me that. So, Joel, like we say, we'll chat to him a little bit later if possible. So, yeah, Twisted Fairy Tales, a really good sort of hour and a half scary Twisted Fairy Tale walkthrough of the entire place, really.
So we're here for our third event here at the Donna Prison by Immersive Events and Jailhouse Tours. This is it's basically a little bit of a new special thing they're doing here. It's a free event. We've got a scare maze opening, so we'll take you through a little tour through that. And they're also trialling the new battle archery, so we'll give that a go as well. It's on a Friday night here at the Donna. I know they've started doing something called Music Behind Bars as well, where you can come in, enjoy the bar and some live music here at the Donna Prison in Shrewsbury. So we're going to take you along. I'm in a group of about 8 people today. We'll take you through the actual scare maze, and then we'll chat a little bit about the battle archery while we're playing that, and then chat a little bit more a little bit later. Enjoy. Yeah, right, so we are here in the Donna Prison and we're just about to start with my friend Ryan. Ryan, how's it going?
Hi, I do not work for Mikey.
So we're doing some free battle archery in the one of the wings of the Donna Prison. Now we're going to put on our mesh masks to record all this, but I don't know how much we'll pick up, so we'll give it a go.
Battle archery. So this is your arrow. You can see the R soft tip. It's not really going to hurt that much. If you hit in the face, it might startle you for a moment, but it's not going to hurt. So do not fear the arrows.
Don't go for the face.
Oh yeah, that's one of the rules. If you get hit in the face, it doesn't count. So although it's hilarious, it doesn't actually count. So yeah, if you get hit, you're out. Just pop your hands up. Standard paintball kind of rules. Just put your hands up and then walk out of the into the safe zone. So the rules of the game is no dead firing. So don't shoot your arrow back unless there's an arrow in there, because it just damages the bows. No close range hitting, because it does hurt a bit more, and it's just no point, because you know, if you shoot it like that and they're really close, it's going to bounce back, it's probably going to hit you as well. So there's just no point doing that.
Given the options to surrender.
Yeah, if someone gets right up close to you like this, just surrender.
Okay.
Because we don't want to do
run.
That. Or run, yeah. You can run if you want to, but you're probably going to get hit.
Don't
even
I figure it's going to be like 2 seconds,
so I'm
going to be like, I'm out.
Yeah,
well, there are like 7 people going
to optimism. So guys, just a quick one as well. Don't try and roll the bows. It does look really impressive, but don't try and roll them in case you roll on it and break it or break yourself. Don't try and catch the arrows either, just because, again, it looks super cool, but the arrow might just turn around, so don't bother. If the arrows are broken, Just let one of us know, we'll take it out of play. Because again, if you don't want to catch it and it's broken and it just goes in your hands, and that's not good. Nothing, that's it. So in a minute we're going to go into the workshops and play a few couple of trial games. We're going to get you guys to practice shooting them first. So we'll get you guys all
there. Okay, so we have now done our little bit of target training. On Chelsea, which was nice and fun. So we've had our target training downstairs, and we've all had our bow and foam arrows given us. So I think it's time to actually play our game now. Great work from the team. They gave us a nice little bit of safety briefing and whatnot. And now it's time to play our game. Okay, first game up is VIP. We need to protect our VIP. We're going to go upstairs. The other team have gone the other way. We're going up. We are going to beat their asses. Alright, we're going upstairs to the workshop. Now, it's a shame that it's raining tonight here in Shrewsbury, because we were going to be playing outside, but obviously it's just too wet and slippery. So we've come upstairs into the workshop area, and we're going to protect our VIP. We're ready.
I can't see.
Ooh!
guys, let's
push
forward first.
Yeah, but they're tail
Okay, first game over of VIP, and they beat us. We did manage to get a few people out, though. But, yeah, unfortunately, they did beat us. So what we're going to do now to make it fair, we're going to swap sides. Bit of a team talk.
What you want to do, leg it, get in that middle zone, get in those doors. Once we've got that area hold.
Once they get to the doors, you think it's great, but they can't see shit.
No, so the thing is when you're this side and you get into the doors, you've got that bit there.
That's good, Jeff.
And you can get in the doors and we can get way closer to them. Right. So what we'll do, we'll just run straight into that middle corridor, run to the wall.
I'm going to hang back in here. I'm thinking the only reason I went for Ross is because I could see him. If you're somewhere where they can't see them, they're not going to go for you.
Well, because also, I was saying, just let them listen.
Yeah,
man. Let them listen.
What we want to do, we want to gain position in there and let them shoot. Just stand behind and let them shoot.
Sweet. Right, I'm going to put the microphone down again because I'm just so bad at shooting, even worse when I'm with a microphone.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Did we win? Okay, so now we're going to play our last game, which is a game called Zombie, which is perfect for our podcast, isn't it? And it just shows that they could really merge this sort of event into one of their horror events. So, a zombie game, it's the two teams are now forming one team, 6 and 6, making 12 people. We're against the three zombies. Three zombies who are against us. We're only allowed one arrow each, but they've got loads of arrows. So the point of the game is that they are zombies. If we hit them, they're dead. If they hit us, we become a zombie. So we basically want those three to die, and we don't just sneezed. We don't want them to basically get us to turn us into zombies. We could end up having 15 zombies. We could have three people dead. So we'll see how it goes.
Go.
Okay, it's a game of zombie. There's 12 of us versus those three. Surely we should be able to beat these three. Surely. And don't call me Shirley. Just nonchalantly walking around. Trying to find a place to put this bloody microphone. So the zombies won. The zombies took over, and as soon as people were no longer civilians and became zombies, somehow they got better. You just got better. That was aggressive.
You were a brilliant.
I no longer like you as a person. But that was really fun. Really enjoyed that. So now I think we're going to chill out with a quick drink from behind the bar, and then we're going to go through their scare mate. It's really exciting. Right then, so we've just done our battle archery, and we are actually going to go straight to the scare mates now, because that lasted quite a long time. We were up there for over an hour, I think. So we're now going to go to the scare maze. I'm going to take you along for the ride, and then we can chat about it afterwards, and then we're going to enjoy the bar. It's pretty cool that they've got a bar in the actual prison. We're just walking past now their outdoor area, which is what I think they usually use for the battle archery. We just obviously couldn't use it because it's too wet today. But it was pretty impressive. We've got a few things out here. It's a little bit like a laser crest arena, but outdoors, really. Or a bit like a paintball site. You can see how it can work both indoors and outdoors. We're going to go over to the maze now. Come join us for the ride. Okay, we have all are now relaxed with a quick drink, and now it's time to get escorted out to the scare maze. Like I say, we've done this maze before in October and December, but it's different themes each time, so we're looking forward to seeing what they've got in store for us this time. Here with a load of people who have actually never been to the Darna prison before, who have actually never been through a scare maze before, so it'd be exciting to hear some of their screams. So yeah, we'll come join us for the journey. Alright, we're going in now. We're going in. Okay, we're in a nice small group of four. See you later, guys!
Really good evening, welcome to Mirror Laboratories. You've probably seen in the press and online that we've been getting some really bad write-ups here. People think that we're doing some very strange experiments, and when we're just really sort of making really good headway with Alzheimer's. So we're inviting people like yourselves to come along and just have a look at the work we're doing here, so you can go and let people know that everything we do is totally above board, okay? And obviously, due to the nature of our experiments, we have low-level lighting in some parts of the building, and we have therapeutic strobes in other parts. Now, is anybody going to be affected by that kind of lighting? That's fine. Okay, so if I could have the first person to come to the please.
Please shout and tell us as well.
Okay, if you'd like to go and stand on the... Oops. Sorry. Well, you're not supposed
to scare
me. Stand on the roof.
Hello
there. Hello.
Welcome to Marrow. Thank you.
Peace on air. Keep your arms by your side.
Decontamination complete. Enjoy your tour.
Come on through. Please remember to keep your hands and shoulders of the person in front of you.
Oh,
do not touch anything you see, and do not touch anyone you see. And it's just this way, please, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Oh, it's mega stroby.
You look very ill, sir. No. You need to step this way.
Oh, okay.
You guys, you stand there, thank
no,
you.
No, no, no.
You girls, go on ahead.
Oh.
You can just stand there, please, sir.
See you later.
Your potassium looks very, very. Open your mouth, sir. Open your mouth. Eat your potassium. Have your potassium, mister. Do you feel better now, sir? You look much better. Enjoy your bananas.
Yeah.
Everyone home for Easter. Oh, that's not
Hi.
The good light.
Run!
going?
Oh, this way.
Where am I going? Oh, hello, where?
There,
oh, thanks. Oh, hello, I can't see.
Mikey, quick.
Where are you?
It totally looks like I've pissed myself.
I have to.
Mikey.
What the fuck is that? Are we all disinfected, by the way?
No.
And that's it. We've just come out of the scare maze. It was very similar to the original one we went through during Sanatorium back in October for the Miro scare maze. But this one was better. You could tell there's more actors. There are more intense. It was darker areas as well. Sometime when it was better lit last time. This time was just a few more darker areas, which was really, really fun, actually. So it was really good. We got to do the battle archery, which I'd really recommend anyone doing. It's something that they do. You can book the place out to do your battle archery. Check out the immersive events website. We'll put that down on our show notes. There's some really good stuff happening here at the Darna Prison by Jailhouse Tours and Immersive Events. We've been here three times now and we have only just scratched the surface. They have obviously the zombie games they have at Halloween with like Lockdown and Sanatorium, the Christmas event of Twisted Fairy Tales. Tonight was free, absolutely free, and it's worked well. It's been nice and busy. So obviously they have their music behind bars where they have live bands playing each Friday, and you can enjoy a free entry and a drink whilst watching a band. They do prison escape games. I know they do sleepovers. One person I was here with in the group actually slept over here in like one of the most haunted prisons. So yeah, like I say, we've been here three times now and we haven't even scratched the surface. So yeah, overall fantastic evening. Battle archery, really, really fun. It was nice that we played a game called Zombie. I really do think they could mix that with sort of like a zombie event, maybe. I'm not sure how, but I know these guys in immersive events could definitely do that. And then to top it off with the scare maze, really good. Like I say, it was free tonight. So if you didn't come, crazy. So, like we say, it's the end of the night now. I thought that I need a quick drink before we head home. And there's two lovely girls here in the bar who want to be on the Scare Trap podcast. Sorry, women. I do apologise. Would you like to introduce yourself and just tell you exactly what the listeners what you do here at the Darna Prison?
I'm Sophie, and I work for the events company and the tour company.
Cool.
I'm Stacey and I do everything.
we are everything. We run the prison.
You run the place. We'll tell Joel. Awesome. So, like we say, I've been chatting to the listeners. We've done battle archery. Have you been doing battle archery yet?
We did. Great.
I'm one of the marshals for battle archery.
Okay, and how's that going? Is it good?
Very well. It's good fun. We have such a laugh. It's great for stags, hens. It's amazing.
It's not just teamwork, it's just like you enjoy yourself.
I don't think I've ever laughed so much as well during playing it.
It doesn't hurt as badly.
Hurt too bad, and it is quite fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Awesome. You bruise as badly as paintballing.
No.
Yeah, I've seen the bruises. You went paintballing yesterday as a group, and I'm glad we skipped. I'm glad I skipped out on that.
Never missed you.
Aww. Yeah, no, it was good. It is good fun. And it's something different as well. You know, it's bows and not guns, so it's all different.
And the location's perfect as well. Obviously, we couldn't go outside today because it was a bit too wet and slippery, but we saw the sort of arena you have set up outside. But even indoors, so if it does rain, punters don't have to worry about the weather. You can go indoors, and that worked just as well as well. And the scare maze was open. You're not in the scare maze this time.
No, not this time. I work in the bar this time.
the bar, and we were chatting to the listeners. They can't talk back, but we were saying that obviously you've got behind bars, is it? Bands behind music behind bars as well. Yeah. Do you want to tell me how that's going? Cause we were going to try and chat to Joel, but I think he's very, very busy tonight. But of course, you guys do more. You do more work than Joel, anyway. I've heard, yeah. So how's Music Behind Bars going?
Very well.
It's
really
successful.
We've got a lot of bands, you know, that are new, and you know, if they want to come and they want to play, then they're guaranteed a crowd.
We do different types of music every Friday. So next weekend is indie rock, but we've had like ska and metal. It's been great, hasn't it? Like the amount of crowds you get given, that like, they're so different, but they're all here to celebrate one thing. Great.
Yeah. So if you know any bands, you know, that want to play a gig in a prison, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool. To be able to have a beer, watch a gig in a prison.
And you can have a look at the cells as well.
Yeah, they're pretty damn spooky, not going to lie. Have any of you two had any sort of spooky going on?
Do you know, I've had two. One, we were in Sea Wing and we were all taking the mic and we were like, trying to do our best, like a bit of fielding impressions. And I was like, okay, let's do this. And I was like, if there's any spirits present, please make yourself be known. And we heard like these like footsteps across the landing. And we were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, we sell drinks, it's all right. Sorry, we only recorded it. Oh, she's gone. Oh, right, she's gone. Sorry about that.
And then we stayed over one night, and then I woke up and all I heard was, hello, hello. And I was like, oh, that's probably like one of our lot like messed about. And everyone was asleep. And then I heard, Emma, Emma. And I was like, oh, crap.
Before we opened, I was sitting out the back and I could hear a kid in Sea Wing. Now, this is an 18 plus event, so.
Oh, that's a bit scary.
That was a bit spooky.
Very spooky. Very spooky. Well, on that, I'm going to leave the listeners so they all have nightmares. Thanks for joining me, girls.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay then, guys, we're just finishing up here at the Darna prison, finishing our drinks at the bar, and I've stumbled across the owner of Immersive Events and Jailhouse Tours. We're here with Joel Campbell. Joel, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Pretty tired after running around doing Battle Archer all night, but yeah, it's been a fun and enjoyable evening.
Awesome. And the listeners, they would have heard us doing Battle Archer. There's also a live video on Facebook, so if you haven't seen it, guys, head back to the 14th of April. You'll be able to see the live video. Very shaky, and I did get shot. But it was... really good. And is that something kind of new that you've started now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we took Battle Archer on about 3 weeks ago. We've just finished getting it all ready and set up at the prison. So yeah, it's good to go. That was kind of like our launch night, I guess, sort of an unofficial launch night where we put it together and allowed different people to come and try it out for free and check it out. And yeah, we run full sessions outside on the exercise yard for about 2 hours, and then we run smaller sessions as part of things like hens and stag do's alongside all the other stuff we do. So,
and there is literally loads of stuff you do. I was trying to remember it all earlier, but I mean, I was just mentioning
it.
It's a big list. Go through it. Obviously, like I say, you're perfect for anyone, really. Like.
I mean, events wise, yeah, we literally cater for everybody from, like you say, from teenagers in twos or threes and big groups on birthday parties, all the way through to people in sort of their 70s, 80s plus, really. So we have Battle Archery, which has just started. It's very popular for groups, stags and hens and birthday parties and such like that. We do escape rooms, but we have a slight difference to some of the other escape rooms because we do them out of prison cells. So they're designed not to be broken out of.
Yeah.
So they can be pretty tough, and we do slightly different levels of them as well, sort of an easy, medium and hard. We do a full breakout day called Prison Escape, which is by far one of our biggest events, with 130 to 150 people coming in each day, and they spend 4 to 5 hours trying to break out of the prison, proper prison break Michael Scofield kind of style.
Nice.
It's great fun. We do overnight sleepovers. We also do loads and loads of horror stuff. So obviously we have our Scare Maze Mero running at different points of the year. We're planning something pretty big this year for Halloween, turning the whole place into a scream park for 3 weeks. So that's something we've not
exclusive
done before.
There, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something we've not done before. It's all been pretty much put together now, the designs of the other mazes, the scream zones and stuff like that, the scare zones, all the scripting, all that. We're just bringing in the rest of the actors. So yeah, that's been great. We do outdoor cinemas and just a huge range of live music nights every Friday with live music in A-Wing and two bars open. And we kind of felt that we weren't really busy enough, so we thought what we'd do is go and take on two more prisons.
So we've just taken on
Gloucester Prison, which is obviously in Gloucester, and Shepton Mallet Prison, which is in Somerset, right in the heart of Somerset. So we've got two more jails coming online in the next couple of weeks. That should be open sort of first and second week in May. And we'll be replicating certainly some of the events we do here. So the escape rooms will replicate. Halloween's going to be mad for us because we're going to try and run three different scare events at three different locations. So we'll have Lockdown 3 running here at Shrewsbury, which will be an entire screen park. We're going to have Lockdown 1 probably running at Gloucester. And I think we're going to run something slightly different lockdown-wise, potentially, at Shepton. So we're going to very much keep the brand alive, but we're going to keep three of them running. So it's going to be quite interesting in terms of how that comes together. But I think as a small independent company, it's just been great to kind of grow it. And it's lovely to have the support from people like yourself and the guys at Scare Tour and so on and so forth. And the other independence industry that, you know, we very much speak to, work with, partner with, share actors and resources and stuff like that. It's going to be a... So we have a big, busy year.
Big, busy year. We can't wait to see what's up your sleeve. We always love coming here. Like I say, this is our third visit now.
Yeah.
And we love it every time. The location's perfect. The actual... It's as scary as fuck. Prison, basically.
That's why we love the prison escape in the overnight stays, because they happen the same day. So you can come and do a prison escape during the day, and then the bar's open, which is always good. And then in the evening, we do the overnight stay, so you then sleep over as well. So you basically spend the best part of 24 hours in a prison, do a proper immersive prison escape where you're really thrown into the whole event, and then do a little bit more laid-back kind of ultimate sleepover, as we kind of call it, in prison cells.
Awesome.
So we're looking forward to that. And obviously, we'll be coming up to ScareCon as well this year. Michael's asked me to come and speak at ScareCon, so we'll be doing that. And the whole team will be coming up with us for the first time this year. So, really looking forward to just sort of catching up with everybody.
Yeah, big time. We'll see you at ScareCon. So if any of our listeners, if you've got some stags, some hens, or some work dudes, anything, how can they get in contact with you? You've got the email?
Best thing to do is email us. It's info@imevents.global. But again, Facebook's a really good way to get a hold of us. Just immersive events on Facebook. Ping us a message on there. Ping us notifications. The team will obviously pick it up. Email, website is, again, www.imevents.global. So any of those methods, Twitter, Instagram, obviously we do all of them. Just rock up at the jail and say hello.
Awesome. Joel Campbell, thank you very much.
No problems. Cheers, Mikey.
You're listening to
And there we go, guys. I really hope you enjoyed that short half-hour episode there from the Darna prison in Shrewsbury, hosted by Immersive Events and Jailhouse Tours. They're doing some fantastic work. Every time we go, we're impressed. The venue's perfect. The team are so hardworking, and you can tell there's such a family atmosphere there. They really do look after each other and look after their customers as well. So, guys at the Darna prison, thank you very, very much again for having us. So, moving on, like I say, this was episode 40 of the Scare Track podcast. Just a reminder, don't look out for the podcast on the 13th of each month now. Just look out for it as and when. Check out all our social media. It's facebook.com/ScareTrack. Our Twitter handle, our Instagram page, and our Snapchat are all just simply ScareTrack. Find us on all those social medias and you can interact with us. It's great to get your snaps when you're trying on your makeup. Zombie Chick sends us all the makeup, and Rowan, I know you always sending us some snaps as well. So guys, all our listeners, it's really great to interact with you on Twitter, on Facebook, and like I say, now Instagram and Snapchat too. Remember, you can still get some merch. If you want to get some merch for us, guys, it's smart-fx.co.uk. Just click on the Scare Track link. You can get t-shirts, mugs, hoodies. We get just a little bit of a cut that basically just helps us run the show. You know, obviously, we're not a profitable kind of thing. We just do it for the fun and love of the haunted attraction industry. Speaking of Haunted Attractions, we are proud to be a part of the Haunted Attractions Network. And just a quick shout out for some friends as well. Guys, we tell you every month, totally go and listen to Return of the Living podcast. The guys over in the States doing some great stuff. Their last episode is like a scouter's sort of soapbox, chatting about how you should be looking after your scare actors. So if there's any sort of directors or owners of parks that want a little bit of maybe even advice from the guys, they really know what they're talking about over there. So yeah, Return of the Living podcast, check those out, those guys out. Also, our friends over here in the UK, the Frequent Fear guys, they're going to be on our next show. We're going to be chatting all about Fraternity, maybe even a little bit about Cracked versus Heretic that is actually going on as I speak, recording this episode. So I'm really looking forward to see if we can get some spoilers out of that, because I was too pussy to go and try it. So I think that's it, guys. Like I say, just expect a show when you can expect a show, as and when. We'll try and get as many out there as we can, especially on the run-up to ScareCon season. There's no listener feedback for this episode, but that will be on our next episode, on episode 41, when I have Hannah and Sean back in the studio with me. So don't hesitate to get in contact. Contact the show, Facebook, Twitter, email, Instagram, Snapchat, however you like. We'll always read our listener feedback here on the show. So that does it for Billy No Mates Mikey. I kind of missed Hannah and Sean again. Such a shame. But I think that's it. I'll see you next time, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.